From Hollywood, Lassie. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, the world's most famous dog, Lassie, in person.
Hurry, Mr. Carter. I want you to see it. I'll tell you all about it later.
The bad cat, you say, huh? But I don't understand.
You will later. Don't worry. There. There it is upon those packing boxes. Wait. Maybe this time I can catch it.
Great Scott, what a big cat.
Wait. Let me see if I can throw this gunny sack over him. Oh, confound it. The thing got away again. It's been here for a week and no one's been able to catch it.
It certainly did get away. And I don't think I've ever seen a meaner looking animal. You know, it looked like it had only one eye.
That's right. It's a one-eyed cat and a big one.
Yeah, it must weigh about 15 pounds.
Yes, and he's dangerous, too. One of the men tried to catch him. He was clawed so badly he's in the hospital right now. He may lose the sight of his right eye.
Well, that is a serious situation. You know, we seldom get called about a bad cat. Cats are usually such fine pets. You say it stays here in the warehouse.
No, it'll be here all one day. Then it disappears for a couple of days. Right when you hope it's gone for good, it shows up again.
Well, now, look. As soon as that cat shows up again, call me. And I'll come out with several men and some nets. I think we can get it.
I hope you can get it. I offered a $25 reward to the man who catches the beast, and the offer still stands.
Hey, come on, Jumpy. I gotta get home to lunch. Oh, that's nothing but a baby buggy standing there. Mrs. Evans puts the baby out there to sleep in the sun sometimes. Come on. Hey, Jumpy, come. Oh, Jumpy, there's that big old one-eyed cat. The one that scratched all the kids at school. And he's climbing on the baby buggy. Hey, we gotta chase him out. Come on, Jumpy. Stick him. Stick him. Oh, look out, Jumpy. You tipped the buggy over. Oh, golly.
What are you doing? Oh, that terrible dog. Get away from my baby, you. Give me that baby.
Oh, my precious. That awful dog, get out of here. I saw him jump at my baby through the window. I saw him tip over the buggy. Oh,
but
don't interrupt me. Now, don't. I saw everything. And I'll see to it that dog is picked up by the Humane Society, too.
Well, hello there, son. What can we do for you?
I want my dog.
Well, son, I'll do all I can.
After school, some kids said your truck came and some men caught my dog and took him away.
I see. Well, sometimes we have to do that, son.
Well, Jumpy never hurt nobody. He didn't. He's a good dog, and I got to have him back.
Yeah, let's see what we can do. Come along. You point out your dog if he's back here.
There he is. There's Jumpy. Oh, Jumpy. Oh, gee, Jumpy. Was you scared? Mister, can you open the cage so I can get him out?
Well, I'm afraid not, young fella. Look, come out in the office. Let's talk this over.
Okay. You just wait there a minute, Jumpy. I'll be right back.
Now, let's sit down. We'll talk this over man to man.
Okay.
Son, we don't like to take a boy's dog away from him. But when the dog is bad...
But Jumpy isn't bad. He never hurt anybody. Honest, mister.
Well, the report says he attacked a baby in a baby buggy, tipped over the buggy, and only the appearance of the mother saved the baby.
Oh, that's a doggone lie. I was right with him all the time. That's a lie.
Ho, young fella. Don't get mad at me. You tell me your side of it.
Well, we were coming home to lunch, and we saw that big old one-eyed cat...
What? A one-eyed cat?
Yeah, a big one. And it jumped on the baby buggy, and me and Jumpy sicked it, and the buggy got knocked over in the fight. And Mrs. Evans ran out and hollered at us when I was picking up the baby, and the cat got away, and she wouldn't even let me say nothing. And that's the truth.
I wonder if that's the same cat that... big, one-eyed, huh?
You seen it?
I think so, son. Well, I can't say for sure, but that certainly puts a different light on your dog. I can see how a misunderstanding would come up.
Can I have my dog now, mister?
Why, well, there's still the problem of the license, son. Now, I'm sorry to say this, but the law must be obeyed. Your dog must be properly licensed.
How do I get a license, mister?
You get $2 from your dad, son. Bring it to the city hall. Or if you like, bring it here. And I'll get the license for you.
I haven't got any dad. Well, you see, my mom works. I don't think she can afford $2 for old Jumpy.
Well, I'm sorry, son. That's all I can do. The dog must have a license.
What'll happen to old Jumpy if I can't get $2?
We'll hold him here for 5 days, and then he'll be sold to someone who will get a license for him.
Oh, gee, don't sell Jumpy. He wouldn't want to live with anybody but me.
Son, I have nothing to say about it.
Okay. I'll get the money some way. Don't worry. I'll get $2. I gotta have my dog. Gosh, what a big load. Didn't think I'd make it. Well, there's another 60 cents. Oh, my back. Oh, Mrs. Smalley, I got all your wood cut. You got any more work for me?
So you have the $2, eh, Freddy?
Yes, sir, I sure have, Mr. Carter. Now can I get Jumpy out?
You certainly can, son. If you have the $2 for the license, Jumpy is as free as air.
Okay, here it is. Let's see, here's 50 cents, 60, and a quarter, that's 85, and a half a buck, that's $1.25.
$1.35.
Oh, yeah, $1.35, and a quarter, that's $1.60, and a quarter, that's $1.85, and a nickel, that's $1. Hey, is that right?
That's right so far, Freddie. One more dime.
I ain't got it. But I had $2. Honest, I had $2. Oh, where'd that dime go?
Ooh, probably for an ice cream cone.
With Jumpy in the jug? I should say not. Honest, I had... Oh.
What's the matter, Freddie?
I got a little tiny hole in my pocket. I guess maybe a dime could fall through it.
Oh, I see. Well, I guess I can finance the rest of this expedition. I'll throw in a dime, Fred, and you can owe me. I'll get your license.
Boy, Jumpy. Better feels awful good to be out of that cage, huh? Hey, look, Mrs. Evans' baby buggy again. Well, come on. We'll hurry up past her house, I bet you. Boy, now you got a license, and nobody can pick you up anymore. Hey, none of that, Jumpy. Come here. Stay away from that baby buggy. Hey, Jumpy, it's old One-Eye. That cat's in the baby buggy again. Oh, gosh, what'll we do? No, Jumpy, don't. Oh, gosh, he's going after that cat. Stay away from that buggy, Jumpy. Look out. Oh, gosh, the cat's scratching him off. I gotta help. I know. I'll throw my coat over the cat. Oh, now, Jumpy. Wait now. There. I got her, Jumpy. Look out now. Gotta roll up carefully my overcoat. She get loose again. All right, stay.
Get out of this yard. Get out of here. Take that awful dog with you. Oh, listen to my poor baby. Oh, poor little
Mrs.
dog.
Mrs. Evans, you gotta listen to me this time. I got that bad cat roll up here in my overcoat. You better take your baby to a doctor, Kit. Quick. That cat scratched him awful bad.
Oh, my precious lamb, Mama.
Yes,
will
you
take
believe
care
us now.
This.
Come on, Jumpy. We gotta take this cat to the Humane Society.
Well, there we are, Freddy. Old One-Eye's locked up good and safe.
Boy, are Jumpy and me glad to see the last of him. We both got kind of scratched.
Well, that was a brave thing you did, son. That cat is a very vicious animal. Throwing your coat over it was really using your head.
Well, anyway, Mrs. Evans knows now it wasn't Jumpy's fault her baby buggy was tipped over.
Oh, Mrs. Evans called just before you arrived. She wants you to stop at her house on the way home. I think she has a little surprise for you by way of saying thanks.
Gee, you hear that, Jumpy?
And, I think I'll have a big surprise for you tomorrow. Mr. Manning, the warehouse man, has offered a reward for the capture of this cat. So you just drop in tomorrow, Fred, and I'll have a check here for you for $25.
Gee! Oh, boy! You mean, gosh, $25. Why, that's enough... Oh, golly. Hey, Mr. Carter, You better make the check out for $24.90. Remember, we owed you a dime.